So today we are diving into the archives, back into April the 1st, 2020. And this episode is the most popular and most downloaded episode of the Impact Coaching Podcast. And the reason why I'm releasing it or reposting it is so you can hear it if you haven't heard it already. As I know there's a lot of value in there from the feedback that I have been getting from this particular episode. So I thought I'll re-release it on a Tuesday, so you're still getting fresh content Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And for those that have been listening, and if you've been listening now for around about a year, you'll notice that this podcast has got the old Millennial Motivation theme tune, introduction, and outro. And that was a podcast, that was the name of the podcast before it moved to the Impact Coaching Podcast. So enjoy the old introduction and outro, enjoy the episode, and let me know your thoughts. As I know I've got a lot of feedback on this already, let me know your thoughts, because I know this is what this is the most downloaded and most popular episode so far of the Impact Coaching Podcast. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Millennial Motivation Podcast with me, James Hatney. Let's get inspired and let's get motivated. How big are your goals? How big are your goals that you have on a daily, weekly, yearly, monthly, whenever that is, basis? Welcome, Millennials, to the Millennial Motivation Podcast. James Hackney here. As always, guys, welcome to the show. And to my new listeners and to my regular listeners, if you haven't hit subscribe already, please, please make sure that you do, just so that you never miss an episode. And welcome to the podcast, guys, to where we help Millennials like yourself each and every single day work towards your dreams, happiness, self-fulfillment, and purpose, all by what we do on a daily basis about the power of your habits and your mindset. So guys, today we're going to be talking about how big your goals are and also how small other people's goals are and how they can influence your goals on a daily basis and how to watch out for this as well, guys. It's a really, really important episode today. So first of all, I want you to have a little think about your goals and about the goals that you have on a daily and a weekly basis. And if you're sat there now and you're thinking, do you know what, James? I actually haven't got any goals. I haven't really set myself any goals at all. Then that's okay. That is perfectly okay, because now you've got that realization. Now you're actually starting to think, I don't actually set myself any goals. You can then start to move forward with that. It's okay that you may have not set goals, but it's not okay now from this point onwards for you to actually never set goals still. So that's really, really important, guys. And there are small goals all around us. There are small goals everywhere within society, and especially in that 9-to-5 job. Now I'm talking about the, oh, it's Friday, yes, woo, Friday. If we hit this week's target, we can finish half an hour earlier. Or the, let's go on a night out. Let's go on a night out each month if we do this amount of deals, or if we do this amount of revenue, or if we have a good month, let's go out and go get drunk. They're the kind of goals that I'm talking about, the small goals. Even having pizza on a Friday, I used to love it in my office, having pizza or KFC, rewarding themselves for getting through the week. Or that Friday night drink, oh, I'm just going to have a drink tonight to reward myself from getting through Monday to Friday. We've all done it, we have all said it, and we've all been there. But I didn't notice how small them goals were keeping me from living small and not achieving big goals. And it was until I actually realised, okay, I'm going to set big goals. So I'm going to have to set big goals that are going to move me towards where I want to be. And yes, in the meantime, there will be small milestones, but they're working towards a bigger objective, a bigger goal. Whereas these goals that I was living, these small goals, which were the drinks on a Friday. We used to have Fizz Friday as well in the office, where they bring around and you can have one beer just for getting through the month. Or the pizza on a Friday. Or it was the nights out. These small gratification goals that we have that are throughout society keep us living small. And not actually small bits of gratification that aren't leading to anything big. Whereas when you set yourself big goals, yes, you've got to achieve small goals and the run up to them to achieving that big goal, but it's part of a bigger agenda. You're working towards that bigger goal. Because people in society, they want bigger bank accounts, bigger cars, bigger houses, bigger homes. But they live small. They dream small. And when they live small, when they dream small, they're going to achieve small things. And it's about being aware of, okay, these small self-gratification that we keep looking for on a Friday or to reward ourselves getting through the week, they are what is going to be able to keep us small. They are going to keep us living small, because people are living small because they are living towards them small goals. And they sit there and they sit back and they think, well, I want to achieve big things, but I just don't know how to. And they actually realize that the small goals are keeping them small. These small self-gratification things that we have during the week, society is keeping people living small. And people dream big, but never set big goals. And it's a huge, huge thing, a bugbearer for me. And I think that's only come about since I realized how to dream big and how important it is to be dream big. But first of all, to dream big, you've got to set personal goals in your own life. You've got to actually think to yourself, okay, I'm going to set big goals in my life. What do I want to achieve? What do I want to have? What do I desire? And what am I willing to hustle and work towards to achieve that and to sacrifice? And quick question for you, okay, is if you hustled and you worked as hard as outside the 9 to 5 on your dreams, on your goals, on your purpose, on creating that lifestyle that you want, as you do inside the 9 to 5, how much bigger would your results be? Because I feel if people actually realize that outside the 9 to 5 is so much more important than the 9 to 5, then they would achieve a lot bigger results, a lot bigger dreams, and a lot bigger goals. And they see it just as the 9 to 5 is the only time that they can work, the only time that they have to work during their lives until retirement. When in reality, you finish at 5 or whenever that may be, you have so many more hours that you can put in and commit to your own dreams, your own goals to get your bigger results. And when I realized that, when I realized that I was hustling 9 to 5, working hard 9 to 5 to achieve somebody else's goals, somebody else's dreams, to make somebody else money, and if I could apply that work ethic, that desire, and that drive forward to overcome challenges, overcome problems in my personal life outside the 9 to 5 and stuff that really mattered and that I was passionate about, then I could see and I actually started to get bigger results. Not just success and money value, but in terms of my happiness, in terms of my self-fulfillment, in terms of my purpose. And you have so much opportunity outside the 9 to 5. You may have not realized that, to actually dream big and work towards your big goals, and to actually work towards your own purpose. Because we work to a purpose 9 to 5, which is somebody else's purpose. But outside the 9 to 5, you can work towards your own purpose. But so many people in this world, would you agree, only see their purpose is to go to work for the 9 to 5 to come home and pay the bills. How often do you hear in the office or in just day-to-day life when people will ask, oh, how's your job going? It pays the bills. That is their only purpose that they see of their time. And they're willing to commit 40, 50 years to doing that when they have so much time outside that 9 to 5 to actually work on their own purpose, to actually use their and your work ethic to dream big and work towards your dreams and work towards your goals, to give you that freedom, to give you that purpose, and to give you that happiness. And first of all, and it's really important, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to recognize these small goals. I'd like you to actually pay attention to where these are in your life. And as I've touched on already, this could be in your job, of the drinks on a Friday, of the going on the nights out once a month. Or this could be the yearly party, the yearly conference that you look forward to, the small goals that you are focusing on. And I'd like you to recognize how other people are playing small around you, how your environment and your social circle is playing small, because you are in the average of the 5 people that you spend your time with. And the people that you are spending your time around are small thinkers, are small goal setters, and live for this small satisfaction and gratification on a Friday. Then guess what? You are going to be the exact same. So how can you start to think big and start to dream big? Now, I want you to start dreaming big, because I want you to start achieving your big goals that you know you can achieve, but you just haven't got that image of what you want, or you aren't associated with the people who are dreaming big and thinking big. Now, what you can do is you can start spending your time around these people through podcasts, through YouTube, through courses. You can reach out to people on social media to actually find these people. You can read books, getting out your comfort zone. And so what I'm saying is, to be around big thinkers, to absorb their information, you haven't actually got to know these people, but you can go online. There's so many resources that you have that you haven't realized that you have got, that you can tap into their worlds, that you can learn, and that you can take the slow steps forward, the imperfect action, to dreaming big and thinking big. Because when you think big, you achieve big goals. When you dream big, you set big goals, you will achieve big goals. Trust me, it's happened in my life and it will happen in your life. If it's happened in James Hatney's life, then it will happen in your life. So the message today, guys, is to recognize the small thinkers in your life. Recognize the small goals that you are currently living by. And then I want you to actually analyze how that is affecting you and keeping you living small. And then how you can dream big. What your big goals are. And then what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go and find these people who are where you are, who think how you want to think, and who dream big as well. Because when I started to match my goals up against my big dreams and create a purpose outside the 9-to-5, it opened up my world, created more purpose, more opportunity, more desire than just a job. And I started to achieve my small goals, which would give me greater reward towards my big goals. Set big goals and then use the small goals that you're going to have, the small milestones, to get you towards that big goal and that big purpose. It's personal to you and that is your own big goal. Really passionate about that, millennials. Really, really passionate. And I know that you've got that dream. You've got that desire inside of you. And it's all about bringing that out. And I'm going to be putting together soon a program to help you to do this. That's going to allow you to jump on a coaching call with me. A free coaching call. And it will help you to move forward in whatever area of your life that is. So millennials, check out for that. It's going to be in the next few weeks when I'm back from Australia. Hopefully, if I do go Australia with this virus in the next few weeks. Well, I haven't actually got the virus, but how the virus is spreading. Hopefully, I do end up going to Australia. But that will be released in the next few weeks. And in the meantime, millennials, though, make sure, if you haven't already, that you're leaving a 5-star review, just like all the other guys have. And thank you so much for all the millennials that have left a review on iTunes. Helps other people like yourself find the podcast as well, taking 10 to 20 seconds out. And remember that your habits and your routines all work towards your dreams. Thank you for listening to the Millennial Motivation Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you could head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show, as well as leave us a rating, that would be amazing. And if you have any questions, head over to Instagram at Millennial Motivation Podcast and drop me a DM. Yes, I thought I would just jump on, and I hope that you enjoyed that episode. This is James speaking now from 2021 in the future. And I hope that you got some really great value from that episode. As I said, it was recorded back when the podcast was the Millennial Motivation Podcast, which seems so long ago. And it is the most popular, most downloaded episode. And we're going to be back tomorrow on Wednesday, once again with a brand new episode, as we always do on a Monday, Wednesday and a Friday as well. And tomorrow's episode is going to be about how you can stay focused and confident, and how I do that. I'm going to be sharing one of my biggest ways that I stay focused and stay confident in my day. So I look forward to speaking to you then. Once again, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I know it's a throwback, but it's normally on a Thursday, isn't it? You have throwback Thursdays according to Instagram. Anyway, have a wonderful rest of your day, and remember that your habits and routines all work towards your dreams.